DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. NBA draft tonight. Who's your guy? Everyone's saying Vijay Edgecombe. Ike's guy, Trey Johnson. Mine, Carter Bryant. Jack's con, Knipple.
I can't believe you didn't have Knipple in your top 10.
He's not a YouTube guy.
Yeah, but I said he
I had him honorable mention.
That's good.
I had him honorable mention, and I had Cedric Coward honorable mention. I don't know if you know about Cedric Coward.
You said his name is Cedric Coward?
Yes. Dude.
They cannot. Is it Howard or is it Coward?
Coward.
Yeah, we can't have that.
Yeah, come on, man.
But here's the great thing.
Yeah, we can't have that.
Here's the great thing is that he's a really good three-point shooter. He's tall, whatever, more like Kevin Durant than Ace Bailey. But we had shoot a three Coward for Ben Simmons.
Who could forget?
But we could do shoot a three Coward for Coward, and he'll actually shoot the threes.
Yeah.
What shoot I mean, a great Coward. Shirt. A great right. shirt. Shoot a three Coward.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So there's the video I saw on Twitter of Ace Bailey at the Mets game last night.
Yeah.
And these fans kind of did what we did to Myles Garrett.
Screaming at him that they want
like, Sixers!
Yeah.
Miles, it didn't seem like Ace Bailey was feeling it.
Oh,
we got some Sixers stuff?
Yeah, like at the game, they were like, Sixers! Like, come
even
to Sixers.
At a New York game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he skirted and went the other way.
Oh, shocker.
Oh, damn.
I think he really does not want to be a Sixer.
I think the Nets want him. Here's what...
If I were the Nets, I would want him.
I think...
Where are the Nets at?
Eight. They have 4 first-round picks tonight. And potentially willing to take on Paul George.
Ooh.
So there's a 50% chance we get some Sixers chaos today.
And we had some past dealings with the Nets. We did. I mean
we got James Harden from them.
Yeah.
There is a chance we get some chaos tonight. The chaos trade with Brooklyn is 8 Cam Johnson, maybe who's that center they have that I like? Can't shoot free throws.
Oh, Nick Claxton?
Nick Claxton. No. That works.
Clackety clack.
Speedy Claxton?
It worked. First of all, Claxton ends up being a fine starting center when Embiid is not playing. Mm-hmm. Cam Johnson fits in perfectly. We move back to 8. We give them 3. They've also got 3 other first-round picks in tonight's draft. So I'm just saying there is a possibility of some chaos. A Paul George to Brooklyn trade, maybe ends up on a third team. I don't know.
Right.
There's a possibility. I know he has not told me. I know when I say I know because people know that. I know.
When you say you know.
Well, I just know Morey wants to trade. There's no way Morey just wants to sit there and take a player. He will if he has to. I know he is trying to create a situation where he gets a player he wants and gets more stuff from somebody else. That's what he wants to do. It's what he always wants to do. He wants to optimize the situation that they're in. So, Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who do you want the Sixers to draft tonight? Vijay Edgecombe leading at 40.7%. Ace Bailey at 25.7%, and Konkanipple at 22.3%. Trey Johnson there at 11.3%.
I feel like people don't know Trey Johnson enough.
Yes. We haven't talked about him all that much. Yeah. They would like him if they watched
him. But he's going to be a Sixer. If I had to bet, I think it's Trey Johnson. At some point, ends up being a Sixer.
Really?
Yeah. That's my gut.
He is the one that looks like he has slid down a little bit to that six,
especially
or,
if they move back.
Six or seven
if
range.
If they move back, like, yeah, there. You can see him get back there in that range.
Well, in KOC's newest mock, I think he has Knipple at 4 to Charlotte.
No, I saw the Nip moving up the draft.
The Nip has moved up the draft. The Nip is standing. No, I guess you don't want to do that.
There you go.
So, you know, we have something very, very serious to discuss before we get back to the Sixers draft situation. And, you know, at 4:30 on Wednesdays, we like to give our Insider of the Year power ranking.
Of course.
And Elliot is the reigning Eagles Insider of the Year champion. He won the 2025 Insider of the Year. And he has ranged anywhere from 1 to 4 on the power rankings in recent weeks since we started doing it. However, now he is not banned from the list.
Make that clear.
He is not. Elliot Shore Parks is on probation for Eagles Insider of the Year and Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
And why is that?
This is not something we wanted to do. It is something that we take very seriously. We take Eagles Insider of the Year very seriously. There are a few reasons that Elliot is on probation. The first thing is that we feel like he has become an Eagles elitist. An Eagle-elitist. In that he says everything they do is good, and he uses it to say that everything all the other teams do are bad. We may, as recently as a year ago, he was arguing that the Sixers were a great run organization. The Phillies, he is completely turned against.
I would say now it's like just anger.
Yeah. And he, it's just the Eagles elitism and the fact that he rated Quinyon Mitchell ahead of Zach Wheeler in his top 11.
Still the most egregious thing during top 11 week was this certain people who had Wheeler in the eight range.
So that's the first thing. The second thing, reason he's on probation, is that he should be trying to be an Eagles Insider of the Year, not making Ace Bailey videos. Like, what is he doing?
I know.
Now, we give him credit. He's creating content when a lot of the other insiders have disappeared.
Just on the beach somewhere.
But this is not the kind of content we need from Elliot. We need Eagles insider content. So we are worried about what he is spending his time doing.
And again, the video, we can't stress this enough.
It's a horrible video. He spent his time doing that.
And it's like on like a third grade level.
Did he just learn how to start doing these?
I don't know
how to do them at all.
Dude, the quality of the
video. Yeah, the quality of it.
Well, it's like he took whatever video he found on the internet and degraded the quality of it by 75,000%. It's so grainy, you can't even tell who's in the video.
It's like the old, you know, when you watch the European players in the draft, like the that was shot on.
100%.
Like the Darko Milicic or whatever.
Milicic.
The tapes that he was on.
Yes.
That's the quality that Elliot's putting out there.
Yeah, so we're real worried
high
about
high school level.
Yeah, we're real worried about what he is spending his time doing. It's kind of.
I'm watching the video again.
What do you think? What's your big takeaway?
Well, but meanwhile, he's making this video. A report came out yesterday that NFL owners are colluding against players. He could be getting quotes from people. He could be getting it local information. Instead, he's making Ace Bailey hype videos.
And horrible Photoshops.
Horrible Photoshops.
Which I can't tell if it's, again, is it a bit or is it serious?
And then the other thing is his ranking of NFL franchises yesterday was so... He forgot the Raiders existed.
Didn't know they existed, yeah.
He didn't know there were two Soldier Fields.
Soldier Fields?
Yeah.
He said he spent hours Googling.
Yes.
Why?
And what were you Googling?
For what purpose? To tweet that?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
Y'all rough, man.
But like, what's the point? Point.
He's on probation. He's again. He's not suspended. He is not excluded.
We're monitoring
the situation, yes. Elliot. And we feel like we pushed him to become Eagles Insider of the Year in the last award. And this is a nudge on Elliot. We need you to start. Go birdsing it up.
Yeah.
You know, we need you to become an Eagles Insider.
I'm actually surprised because He's such an Eagles guy now.
He really is.
Yeah, well, such an Eagles guy.
Again, you know, we don't know when the ring ceremony is. Something tells me Elliot thinks he's getting
there.
A ring.
He's getting there.
Thinks he's getting a ring. Thinks he's on the team. Not on the team.
Well, and why is he's so pro Eagles and anti everybody else? Everybody else is they're done. They're cooked. Start over.
Bryce is cooked. Embiid's cooked. George is cooked. He wanted to trade Wheeler and Schwarber. They have the most wins in the National League.
Gotta shake it up.
I forgot he said that yesterday.
They should just start building for the future. And I said, well, isn't there a chance he could win the World Series this year? He goes, well, yeah, but. No. Yeah, but.
Well, and for years he would say, well, it's easy to say that they're not going to win a championship.
Yeah, and that's what he's doing now.
Of course, it's easy to say that the Phillies won't win the World Series.
Of course, most teams won't win.
Yeah. But does it mean you just... With the team playing the way they are, it doesn't mean you just trade everyone.
Team's literally in first place yesterday.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
He's like,
trade everyone.
Yeah, go and trade everybody.
Not just in first place, but first place, like, they have one less win than the Dodgers, I think. The Dodgers, who we all thought might break the wins record this year. All right. 215-592-9494. Get to your calls right after Ike tells you about the great way for you to get your hair replaced.
Yeah, grow hair.
Yeah,
grow, or replace.
Replace.
Restore it. Whichever one you want to do.
However you want to do it.
All right, this 4th of July, we're honoring the U.S. of A., right? That's what we do. And keeping it local with Glad Hair by Morgenstern Medical, who are right here in Bala Cynwyd. No, skip the overseas gamble. Glad Hair is all about real results. Expert care and hair restoration that's made in the USA and trusted by Philly guys just like you. Go local. Go Glad. Check out Glad Hair this 4th of July. Visit gladhairmm.com or give them a call at 610-980-4000 for your complimentary consultation.
215-592-9494.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mike in Marlton, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, nothing much. How are we doing, guys?
Oh, dude.
What up, Mike?
We're doing great.
Oh, yeah. So can I add another reason why Elliott's report shouldn't be insider of the year?
Of course.
Again, probation.
Probation. Right. Sorry.
Just add to it, I guess. I was on TikTok, and I saw another one of his crazy ideas, and I wanted to comment, and his comments were turned off. And then I went to his Instagram, and a lot of his posts, he has his comments turned off. What's that about? Can you guys?
He does have his comments turned off.
So I have to be honest with you, Mike. I see where Elliot is coming from here. Sometimes the issue with doing what Elliot does or what we do on social media is that the comments oftentimes get overtaken by people who want to be overly rude and negative about it. And it's sort of like, if, at least for me sometimes, what happens is like, you know that you can't help responding to those people. So to eliminate the urge to respond to those people, you just turn the comments off. So I hear what you're saying. You want to be able to tell him he's full of it. I get it. The problem is that people get so mean online. Like when we do it on the phones, when people disagree with us on the air, there is a certain amount, I won't say decorum, but after we argue, everybody like pumps fists and walks away and we're all good. Online, people are like, they're just lunatics. They make you feel bad about yourself.
So. Yeah, we don't have time for that.
Yeah, so I hear what
Life's
you're saying.
Too short.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I understand why Elliot does it. Like, I mean, dude, I'll just say this. People on my Instagram, like, I'll post a picture of my dog, and they're like, you shouldn't have your job because of what you think about Jalen Hurts. And I'm like, that's my dog. Like, my dog doesn't even know who Jalen Hurts is, you know, so.
But you're not advocating for players to bet on themselves in sports.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah. You also make a really good point there.
But my main point of the call was the Brooklyn Nets tonight actually have 5 first-round picks.
Oh, right. I thought it was 4. You're right. It's 5 now.
So they have the number 8, 19, 22, 26, 27. And I'm thinking that they could give 3 of those for the guy who's been campaigning for himself to be a New York Net, which is Ace Bailey. So I'm thinking if they could get a couple first-round picks for them to jump up to the 3 spot, maybe with some extra first-round picks or a player or two like Paul George, and this is a big maybe, but to try and get a guy like Giannis Antetokounmpo. What are your thoughts on that, and do you think that is feasible whatsoever?
No. I don't think they have what it takes. First of all, it seems like all... Now, look, we didn't know Luka was going to get traded. He got traded. It doesn't seem... There haven't been any Giannis rumors, really. It seems like everybody wanted Giannis to ask
right.
out.
They want him to force a trade.
But whoever... There are so many teams that could offer more than we could at the moment. I just... I don't think adding in, like... the 20th pick in an already weak draft, or the 17th and the 20th, and like I just don't think it gets it done. I think my gut tells me that Milwaukee ends up getting an outstanding young player from somebody, and probably 5 firsts is like that. We just saw what's his name? We just saw Desmond Bane get traded for 4 firsts and 2 swaps. That's Desmond Bane. Thing about Giannis, you know, I first of all, I don't think they're going to trade him, but I don't think we have what it takes.
I definitely think that, yeah, you made some good points, but I still would want to try and get those first round picks out of Brooklyn and then maybe just get a really solid role player and then maybe try and get some more picks down the line or something like that. Because Ace Bailey clearly doesn't want to be here. I mean, Jack mentioned about last night and then Ace Bailey even pitched for the Mets, which is just crazy. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, I think we had a guy call that said that was a Rutgers thing to try to get it helps them with NIL and stuff like that. I hear you, Mike. I don't think so. The Brooklyn thing is interesting. I don't want 2 more picks out of this draft to slide 5 spots. I need a player. I need a player in that situation. I need a player. I like the picks. It's fine, but the Sixers aren't gonna. What is Sixers going to do with 3 rookies this year? You know, like if you get right. you get 3 picks in the three rookies.
And we just got the 2 guys last year.
We had Bona.
Yeah.
Well, 3 guys.
Who else we get?
Well, we got Justin Edwards was undrafted free agent.
That's what I'm thinking of, Justin Edwards.
And Jared McCain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. But I think Brooklyn, I feel like Brooklyn could take back Paul George. I think they could, you know.
Well, let's get that done.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. All of a sudden, we might have different opinions on Daryl Morey on WIP.
Yeah, we might, yes.
You know. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do, fellas?
What it do, okay?
What up, Andrew?
Hey, Spike, this is one of your biggest days of the year, I know. I don't have a lot of basketball knowledge, but here's what I think is going to happen. I don't mind trading back if we can land Trey Johnson. I think he's a great fit for our future. I think just looking at this team right now, we have a solid 9. Not great, not like above average, 9 that can go and get into the playoffs somehow. If Embiid can play at an MVP level, maybe a top four seed. So I think Trey Johnson fits in the bench squad. I think McCain's going to be sixth man. I do think Grimes is going to get that starting spot at first, and it's going to be a battle. And they have to start Paul George because they can't waste the salary cap.
I agree with all those things. I think Jared McCain will come off the bench. I think he'll be the sixth man. I think the starting guards will be Grimes and Maxey. I'd be fine if they take Trey Johnson. I worry about his ability to contribute in the I don't think he's a playoff contributor this year or anything, but probably whoever they take ends up not being a playoff contributor.
Well,
so
if you look at the big shots that he's hit in his short college career, I mean, he has that dog. He has that it factor. I mean, you see Maxey has it. McCain kind of showed a little last year, but we need a guy to bring the city back with basketball because it's all about football right now, which I love. But we need a guy like Trey Johnson to bring the city back and rally with the young guys to have this team likable again.
All right. Okay. I appreciate it. What do you think of Jack's desire to get Con Knipple?
To get what?
Exactly.
Con Knipple.
There he is. There is the guy who wants to bring basketball back to Philadelphia.
Only one man can do it.
Yep. Is OK Andrew.
It's OK Andrew.
Yeah. All right, OK. Thank you for the call.
That was good. I mean, I feel like with OK Andrew.
Yep.
Yesterday you had the meltdown about Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah, who stinks.
You might have felt bad. Kind of like how you felt bad with Elliot last week.
Yes.
So you went easy on him.
I did.
You went easy on OK Andrew today.
I did. Yeah, I was.
Because I think your mentality is, you know, you build him up, tear him down.
Knock him down a few pegs.
Then you build him back up.
Well, the deal with OK, the weird thing about OK Andrew is he sounds so polite. But,
sure.
But he gets a little like prickly if you disagree with him.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. He was like, he was giving me all these numbers on Aroldis Chapman, and I'm like, I think
you didn't
he's
see his
cooked.
Baseball Savant page.
I know about his Baseball Savant page, and he was like, I said, I think he's cooked, and he's like, well, you're in the minority. I'm like, okay, congratulations. Okay, thank you. This frigging guy.
Yeah, he got a little prickly with you.
A little prickly. You know?
He did.
A little prickly. You know? Who do you think you are?
Yeah, it's kind of startling when because he's not loud with it. He's just more or less.
No. No, he's got an attitude. I could see when we put him on the air live and he had his hat backwards.
It's like when Austin here had his hat backwards.
Yes, Austin and the engineer.
Yeah. Yep. And we're like, that's not right.
Yeah, what's the attitude about?
What's the tune for?
Yeah, what's the attitude about here?
Why are you getting cocky?
So, new report out of Jake Fisher. Now, Jake Fisher writes with Mark Stein, the People's Insider. We had Jake on last week.
So, is that a bit? Because he said it four times
That's what Stein calls him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mark Stein calls him the People's Insider.
Okay, Jake Fisher, Philly guy.
Because, like, he grinded his way up. Of course, we have the, you know, the Shams of the world. And it used to be Woj, but Woj isn't there anymore.
Right.
So, Mark Stein sort of frames him as the one for the people
whatever. That's smart.
So, a couple things from Jake. I believe the Sixers will make at least one more trade run at the number two overall pick by calling San Antonio again, something we've already reported that Philadelphia has attempted. Just as I also strongly believe that San Antonio has never strongly considered surrendering the pick and missing out on the chance to draft Harper. There was some thought that San Antonio would not want Harper as his fit with De'Aaron Fox is not great and they want to be good this year.
Sure.
And, so
is Wemby fine? Is he going to be all right?
Well, that happens one more time. He doesn't play anymore.
No.
So
they might have to think about drafting like another star. I mean, because like if Wemby can't play.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, if Wemby can't play, it's over.
Yeah. I love Dylan Harper, though.
Dylan Harper's a good player. Also from Jake, I believe Philly will ultimately stand pat at three, barring a significant improvement in the offers from the teams below them that have pitched to date. I also believe the Sixers have strongly weighed selecting Ace Bailey, even though Bailey's representation has clearly attempted to steer the Rutgers star away from the Sixers' all-star filled lineup. Bailey,
I think that kind of turns Daryl on.
Yes, the fact that he doesn't want to be here.
Yeah, I think that actually gets Daryl going a little bit.
Yep. Bailey would appear to be a strong on-court fit alongside Joel Embiid, and Paul George would set him up to eat off catch-and-shoot opportunities and relentlessly attack closeouts. But it has been well chronicled that Bailey wants to land somewhere that he will have immediate on-ball, an immediate on-ball role of prominence. And finally, from Jake, I believe VJ Edgecombe, once you get past all of that Philly backstory, remains the likely top contender to go to the Sixers at three and has been for some time now.
Whoever they pick, I think, is going to end up getting traded.
So whoever they pick at three, you think it's a trade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like whether it's Edgecombe, I think someone wants to go get him. Yeah. Whether it's Ace Bailey, it's whoever wants that guy, and then they just trade back and take Knipple or Trey Johnson or maybe that Chris Bryant guy you said.
Yeah. Carter.
Carter Bryant. Yeah, I think ultimately the most likely is what Bill Simmons said. I think ultimately they take Edgecombe and trade him to Charlotte and get something out of Charlotte. That would be my guess. And then pick somebody at four, whether it's Johnson.
Now, out of Charlotte?
They could also trade back again.
Getting Brandon Miller?
No. No, I think they want to build with Brandon Miller.
Yeah.
Brandon Miller and LaMelo.
And LaMelo.
Loser. LaMelo's a losing basketball player.
Yeah. 100%.
Fun to watch.
Again, the Jello might be the most talented ball brother.
Well,
all things considered.
He's not going to make as much money as those other two, though.
No, probably not.
How many rap songs he makes.
Yeah.
Well, I watched his video of him yesterday.
Yeah.
He put like Future's album, like, I think 2 albums ago,
yeah,
above Dr. Dre, like the GOAT.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
All
oh,
of these.
Wow.
I can just see you two just sitting there
obliterating.
Yeah. I don't even want him commenting on any albums from the 90s.
Yeah, honestly, I don't want anybody under 25
yeah,
commenting
exactly,
on,
yeah,
on any greatest list or whatever. Future, I'm sure he had Drake on his list.
Yep.
These doofuses. What's coming up in the top 5 of 5, Jack?
What was that?
Yeah, a little snort action.
Yeah. So things that move the slowest when you have to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Because I might have had a almost buzz situation.
Oh, I almost had one too in college.
On my way in
college,
here today.
Yeah.
This is today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sprinted in here.
Really?
Yeah.
But sprinted, but kept
sprinted,
your legs.
But like a penguin.
Yeah. Your knees were locked as you were sprinting.
A bit of a prairie dog situation. Yeah.
So,
awesome.
The top 5 of 5, the things that move the slowest when you're in traffic,
when you have to go
to the bathroom.
Yes.
Well, I just gave away one of them.
We'll see if that one's on the list.
Yeah, well, it better be. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.